AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama is rejecting arguments that the regime in Tehran will use a cash windfall from its controversial nuclear deal to attack U.S. allies.
Iran's set to reap billions if it sticks to the deal, but the president says President Hassan Rouhani has to spend some of that at home.
That economy has tanked since we imposed sanctions.
And while the rest will help fund Hezbollah terror and Syria's Bashar al-Assad, he doubts it'll be that much.
Do I think it's a game changer for them? No.
At a broadcast news conference, Obama said it just means America and its allies must push back harder against the Iranians.
Should we put more resources into blocking them from getting that assistance to Hezbollah? Yes.
A price he'll gladly pay to keep Tehran from getting a nuclear bomb. Mark Smith at the White House.
Scientists have released the first up-close images ever of Pluto and its big moon, and they're amazed. A picture of Pluto reveals an icy range about as high as the Rockies. The House passed a bill today to temporarily shore up funding for transportation programs and prevent a shutdown in highway funds at the end of the month. The political conflict over abortion flared anew today as congressional Republicans said they're going to investigate whether Planned Parenthood is selling organs from aborted fetuses. Marlene Sanders, a veteran television journalist for ABC and CBS News, at a time that relatively few women did that job, has died of cancer. Sanders was also the 84-year-old mother of CNN's legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin. The Pabst Brewing Company is coming home after a 20-year absence. Pabst will open a new brewery and restaurant next year on its original site in Milwaukee. This is AP Radio News. Toy buyers and tourists flocked to the iconic FAO Schwartz Toy Store on its last day in business in its famous Fifth Avenue location in New York City.
From the $500 stuffed animals to the big piano, from the movie Big to the Beatles collection marked down for clearance, they swarmed over FAO Schwartz on its last day, at least its last day here.
I was like, I think my like soul cried. I was like devastated. Really. I mean, just because it's such a landmark, you know?
Maricela Rojas works around the corner. The toy company dates from 1880, though it's been in this spot just the last 29 years. Toys R Us, which bought the Schwartz name in 2009, says it may open somewhere else. But for now, Fifth Avenue rents are just too high for a toy store, even for a high-priced toy museum. Warren Levinson, New York.
Amazon's much-hyped Prime Day sale fizzled today when other retailers, including Walmart, Target, Macy's, and Best Buy, had sales of their own. I'm Ross Simpson.